So the Enoch Burke review of his case took place this morning in the High Court. Mr. Justice Mark Sanfi reviewed his case, and at the end of the day, Enoch Burke is to remain in prison, Mountjoy Prison, because he has refused to give the undertaking to the court that he will comply with the court order to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School. The court also heard that Enoch Burke is on full teacher salary since his suspension, and he's on administrative leave pending his appeal or the outcome of his appeal. His appeal clearly can't go ahead while he's in Mountjoy Prison, but the significant thing is that Enoch Burke is being paid his full salary, and the judge, Mr. Justice Mark Sanfi, said it was most unsatisfactory that the taxpayer essentially had incurred or was incurring the cost of keeping Enoch Burke in Mountjoy Prison, and was also incurring the cost of his teacher's salary. Not only that, but Mr. Burke hasn't paid any of the fines that were imposed on him by Mr. Justice Brian Moore in the High Court, nor has he paid any or been asked to pay any of the damages or of the legal costs rather that have been awarded against him at various stages of this High Court, ongoing High Court battle. The judge said that after Mr. Burke refused to give undertakings, the judge said that it was with some regret that he saw no reason to alter the order committing Mr. Burke to prison. He has adjourned the case for further review on the 22nd of March next, and the judge wants to see what steps, if any, the school has taken to pursue Mr. Burke for either the fines or the legal costs to date. And he's also suggesting that the legal team for the school might be looking at, or ought to look at, sequestration of Mr. Burke's assets, given the unsatisfactory nature of the continued incarceration. In other words, there's a difficulty in a civil matter of jailing somebody indefinitely. There must be some other way. The judge is basically saying to the legal team, Alex White, senior counsel for school, suggesting that perhaps sequestration of assets might do. The judge said that was a profoundly unsatisfactory situation. He said when the matter next returns, the court wanted the school's lawyers to make submissions on possible alternatives to Mr. Burke's ongoing imprisonment, including the sequestration of the teacher's assets. The court heard that Mr. Burke continues to be paid pending his appeal against the school's decision to dismiss him, and obviously there's a cost incurred there by the taxpayer. He has not paid any of the fines imposed on him, and he has not paid any of the costs orders made against him by the courts in favour of the school. Mr. Burke described the court's action as a mockery and begged the court to deal with the lies that had resulted in his imprisonment and suspension from his job. However, the judge said that the only decision he had to make today was to hear from Mr. Burke as to whether he was going to comply with a court order or not. The judge basically said that he was not going to tolerate breaches of court orders, and therefore he had no choice but to send Mr. Burke back to Mountjoy. All the court wanted to know, and its only function, was to see if Mr. Burke would comply with the court order to stay away from the school. Counsel for the school told the court that the school wanted to make clear its position that Mr. Burke is entitled to hold whatever views he wishes. That's the latest from the Enoch Burke situation. It's back in the High Court on the 22nd of March, and as I say, the school is supposed to have suggestions then, or make submissions to the judge as to alternatives to the continued incarceration or imprisonment of Mr. Burke. And the alternatives that the judge was suggesting to senior counsel Alex White for the school would be sequestration of assets, at least on a temporary basis. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate it if you gave it a thumbs up down below. And if you are listening to this on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, I'd appreciate if you left a review for me. Thank you very much.